Have one more open line here on the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield, hope all is well. I'll give you the phone number, 713-212-5950. We've done this for 20 years right now. I'm always reviewing and recommending and answering your calls all across the country. We do thank you for downloading the iHeartRadio app. It's time to talk about some liquor, which for some odd reasons, why is it one of my favorite topics to talk about? Very honored to be able to be sent sample products from so many spirit companies all around the world. This week, it's something that I don't know if I ever had, or if I have, it's been a long time. It is time to talk about absinthe. Oh my goodness, absinthe. Yeah, you hear the word absinthe and you think, let's go back to the London days and hallucinations and wormwood. Yeah, I know. But there's a company right now in France. Ah, yes, Francais, who is bringing back very popular brand. It's called Absinthe. And they were very kind. They sent me two bottles, Absinthe Refined and Grand Absinthe, which is the original. And if you've ever tried it, It's an interesting flavor. It is, you taste anise, some fennel, maybe some herbs in there. To break it down, licorice, actually, if you really want to get down to it. And this is something, drinking absinthe is a really interesting experience. And in not crazy, freaky, green fairy hallucination experience, but it's an event. Because you're not really supposed to just put it in a shot glass and you swig it. The proper way to do it is actually you add sugar. Generally, it's a sugar cube. And it comes with, and actually they're very nice, the folks from Absinthe, they sent me a traditional absinthe spoon. It's just kind of a spoon with some holes underneath it. You put a sugar cube on it, and you kind of lay the spoon on top of the glass, and then you slowly drip water on it. And so the sugar melts into the absinthe, and it's a little process. And it's an experience because you do it with a few pals, buddies, people, and you can get very elaborate with water, reservoirs of dripping it in there. But you sit there and you talk about it, you taste it. And I'm going to, here in Texas, I'm going to liken it to a crawfish boil. You know, crawfish boil, to me, it's not so much about eating the crawfish. It's the process. It's gathering. It's the friends. It's the family. It's, putting the crawfish and the potatoes and the corn and everything into the pot and having a good time and just kind of hanging and talking about it while you're talking about the process of what you're doing. You're boiling the crabs. And the same thing here. You're talking about the process of filtering the absinthe. Because it's really interesting thing to do. So anyway, the going back to the brand itself, you can find it here in so many different liquor stores all across our great state of Texas and pretty much the country and the world. But the Absinthe Refined, 110 proof. I did not make a mistake when I said that, 110 proof. The other one, the Grande Absinthe, which is the Originale, 69%. Multiply that times two, that's 138 proof. This is not for the faint of heart. It's not a drink. I don't think I would go out before I'm going out to a club and sit there, having, hey guys, come over, let's have a cocktail, let's pour some absinthe. It's an experience, and it's very fun. So if you've never tried it, absolutely go out and look for this brand, Absinthe, Absinthe Refined or Grand Absinthe, and it's produced in the south of France at the distilleries at Domaine de Provence. And they're using very neat very high quality artisanal distillation methods and the ingredients, including, yes, the famous botanical wormwood, and which is the key ingredient of the authentic absinthe recipe that goes way, way back. Just go Google the whole thing. But I think it's a neat experience. I think the bottle is neat. I love the label. Very traditional, but if you're looking for something different, especially coming up, I don't know, I know we're sitting in our homes, really not allowed to go out too much. Maybe you want to have a few people over, the upcoming July 4th weekend here in another week or two. Just it's a different, unique experience. I'm tasting vodka, I'm tasting bourbon, I'm tasting rum, and I'm mixing drinks and I'm slamming them down. But this is something you actually take slow. So I appreciate the folks at Absinthe sending me this stuff, and take a look at it on your shelves. And if everybody is open up the phone lines here, if anybody has some discussions or interesting other ways or cocktail recipes to put it in, I'm more than happy to do it. As we continue, the High Tech Texan Show, Michael Garfield is the name, all across the world on iHeartRadio.